Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God.
for Jackie Gouchee and that beautiful song. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, every fiber of my being. Good evening, family. I'm your host tonight, Pastor Terry, on What's the Word for Thursday, Women Speak Now. My God, he's an on-time God and a good God. Sometimes we just got to stop when we're doing, lift our hands and give him a praise. Just thank him for who he is. Just thank him for what he does. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I praise him because you know what? That song was appropriate, family, for what the word the Lord has given me to speak on tonight. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. The word, family, is self-control, controlling self. It's going to take every fiber of our being to control ourselves. Sometimes we got to ask ourselves, have we ever been so close and losing it? I mean, just jumping off, just going off for no reason. But some of us may have had a reason. But as children of God, oh, Jesus, he tells us in his word countless many times to have control over self. Amen, family. Let us begin in prayer, family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I humbly come to you just to say thank you, Lord. Thankful Thursday, but Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you every day. I just thank you for who you are, Father. I thank you for what you have done for me. If you do no more, Father, you have done it all. You have gave your son, Jesus, to pay for my sin and every woman's lying sin. We just thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you, and I pray, Father, in your son, Jesus Christ's almighty name, to empty me so I can humbly share this word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I release my prayers to you, Father, in your son, Jesus Christ's almighty name. Glory be to God, family. Glory be to God. Sometimes we just got to just lift our hands and just praise him. Take a praise break. I don't care what's going on in you, what's going on in the world. Just lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for just no reason. Thank you, Lord. Just let it come out. Just all flow out of your spirit. Thank you, Lord. Walk in a spirit of thankfulness, gratefulness, no matter how bleak, because when you walk in a spirit of thankfulness and gratefulness, that means you trust and you believe in your God. You believe in him to get you through. When you believe he said he will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes, family, I just get excited. Every fiber of my being, because, family, I'm telling you, this subject that I'm going to share tonight, self-control, controlling self. Well, I tell you, when the Lord gives me a word, he speaks, like he said, he speaks to our heart. When we get in that personal and spiritual relationship with him, he'll speak to our heart. You'll hear that quiver. He telling me to tame your flesh. Who do I think I am? I'm a child of God. I am his. So he expects me to act like he is. Praise be to God. Family, I know you have your Bibles tonight, so we're going to go to scriptural reference. Starting off is Galatians 5, 22-23. Let's get our Bibles because, ooh, Jesus. The word says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness. Verse 23 says, gentleness, self-control, against such there is no law. Jesus. I tell you something, tonight I'm going to be ministering with on the last fruit, self-control. Amen. Family, when we go to the book of Proverbs, we all have our Bible still. We're going to Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. And it says, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. I tell you, family, that means we're out here bare to the elements, bare to the elements of the world. I always say we are always to operate in Christ-like behavior. Jesus, it's a process. Christ-like behavior. I tell you, the word, there's different connotations that in modern society understand. But we thank God. We thank God for his biblical text. In his biblical text, he provides us the benefits and the truth and the empowerment through scripture. Thank you, Jesus. The more we equip ourselves in self-control, oh my God, controlling self, then we can pass it on to the generations. When we look on the news and we see these generations running out of here, off the handle, just doing everything they think, doing their own will, off the control. We need to be passing it on to teach them how to control themselves. I always say, they're going to follow our examples as we follow Jesus. What they see us do, they're going to do too. And some of them don't have that in household. They may not have no examples set through Christ Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, the word of God, when I'm speaking to the parents. Because you parents, you guys are so effective. You can have the most effective teachings of self-control. And self-control, that can be a blessing. That's an ability to bless your children with. That ability, that self-control can serve them the rest of their lives. Learning how to control themselves. It gets them prepared as they get ready to leave school, leave the household, go into the work job, go into self-control. You won't blood off with your boss when he gives you an order you may not like. But you got control of self. I'm not going to slap my lips because I have learned to control myself through the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, our self-control, we have to utilize. When I say I call on the Holy Spirit all the time, I call on my Holy Spirit all the time. Because we have to utilize the Holy Spirit all the time. Self-control means controlling our members within ourselves. Glory to God. Family, that fruit of the Spirit wasn't put in there just at the end. Jesus. He knew we was going to need a helper. And family, when we look at the Bible, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he's an expert. He came down here in human flesh, God himself. But he overcame temptation. He never sinned despite being tempted. Thank you, Jesus. When the devil came to tempt him, I tell you, he has self-control. He has compassion for us here, towards us, because he knows our strength. He knows our struggles. He knows we struggle with temptation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for loving us that much. Family, when you still have your Bibles, we're going to go to Hebrews 4:15. The word of God. The word of God can pierce us. It can purge out. It can purge out some things that we thought was okay. But then when you say, self-examine it is how God sees me. Not how my family sees me, my brother, my mother, my sister, but how God sees me. God examines our heart. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you. We're back in Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted. Jesus, he was tempted. And as we are, yet without sin, he cares for such for us. He left us the helper. He left us the helper. He left us the comforter. He left us our friend. A friend indeed. Thank you, Jesus. That friend will be there when we lose self-control. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit, the helper. I tell you, when we say the Holy Spirit, we have to have control. The helper helps us to have control over temptation. Temptation. John's family, we still got our Bibles out. We're going to John 14:20. And it reads, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, this is Jesus speaking, and he will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance of those all things that I said to you. Thank you, Jesus. I'll say, family, We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit for spiritual self-control. to have power. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Power, self-control, I tell you. Self-control over the mind. Because when we think about our mind sends a signal that it sends our to our flesh, controls that. Our mind sends signals and orders and demands. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We need to depend on Jesus for the power. The power and the strength given to Jesus through the Holy Spirit. That's why he has the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, to practice self-control, to practice it well. Some of us think we got self-control. You ain't practicing it well. That's why it says the closer you get to Jesus, the more you know more of his characteristics. I tell you, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I always say, is anybody on this line right now and those that come later, dependent on Jesus? We all depend on him. I'm telling you, when you call on the Holy Spirit, you depended on Jesus. And the Father is glorified. Thank you, Jesus. The Word of God advises us. It advises us to choose self-control. I'll tell you, when I'm in his Word, I was in his Word, I was reading, and I was doing some, you know, because when I minister myself, so I have to do some work, I have to do some things. But in the Word of God, self-control is mentioned 174 times, 174 verses on self-control. I wonder, why did God put that in there? He wanted us to be able to master and control this flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Applying his Word to our lives. I tell you, that's the most vital self-control that we can get for free. I'm telling you, I'm saying for free. God gives us his Word freely, and some people don't even want to open it up. Glory to God, we got to reach them. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. God gives us his Word freely, family, and I tell you, some people go out, they pay a whole lot of money, tons of money, getting some trained professionals, they say, to get some self-help. Self-help. The Word of God will help you. Whatever you're going through, the Word of God will get you through. When you trust and believe, well, let me reverse that. When we believe and trust in God, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He'll get you through some things you didn't pay somebody to get you through what you didn't go to God first. Glory be to God. And I tell you, family, I tell you, this is what we need. All we need is the Word of God to improve our lives. I always say, who we going to trust? You going to trust man? Are we going to trust God? Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank him, family. I thank him all the time. I thank him for the good and the bad. I thank him over circumstances of the world. I thank him over my own circumstances. Praise be to God, family. Family, let's go to Peter. 1 Peter 4:7. This reading, you know, I usually do New King James, but this is out the ESV, English Standard Version. For the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and be sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Sound mind, the mind of Christ. Keeping our mind stayed on Jesus. When they say it ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus, keep our mind stayed on Jesus. I always say no matter what the circumstances of the world and no matter what our circumstances, stayed on Jesus is our person. Your mind get off Jesus, you probably fly off the handle. Me too. Oh, Jesus. Family, I tell you, we are all accountable. We're accountable to our Father, God, for our self-controls and our uncontrolled behaviors. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, when we say the good and the not so good, I tell you, God sees all he knows all. I thank our God for my, and I always say it's a learning process to depend on Jesus. Glory to God. I tell you, when I look at the fruits of the Spirit, when you look at the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22-23, it starts with love. Love, I tell you, and it will empower us. It will help us control self. the love. Without self-control, without the Holy Spirit, family, we will never be able to capture self-control. This is why he left us that helper. And self-control, I tell you, family, that means we surrender to God for his help. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You hear people always say, thank you, Holy Spirit. We call on the Spirit. I tell you, if we're lacking self-control, I tell you, we go through life with ups and downs. Ups and downs. Getting tossed around every which way. It don't matter when you start, just start. Start on your personal relationship with Christ Jesus. Amen, family. And family, our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, when we think about it, he gave up his life for you and I so we can be live free, free from sin. Sin is spiritual death. I tell you, we are free to glorify our Father. You should just give him glory. Give him what he's due. I tell you, when it's no longer us that live, but he that lives within us, we make it personal. He desires not, it's always about his desires and not our desires. His will, not our will. I tell you, and we will, when we do that, that's when we'll begin to discover the true, meaningful life that God has for us, the more abundant life. Amen, family? What a mighty God we serve. Sometimes we just got to say that. Say it over and over. Who wouldn't serve a God like him? He loves us unconditionally. He forgives us. There's nothing our Father won't forgive us. He said, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of all unrighteousness. Glory be to God. Just lift your hands and praise him. Amen. Family, self-control. Control is for our own protection. Self-control makes us attractive. And I'm not talking about looking good on the outside. But it makes us attractive. It makes us attractive where people want to be around us. You think somebody want to be around somebody that's out of control? Thank you, Jesus. I mean, that's when they don't want to be around you out of control. That takes them away from Christ. He said, we should bring them in. Lift up Christ. But a person out of control, praise be to God. Praise be to God for his word. Praise be to God for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Family, we are to adorn ourselves with self-control. Because if we are lacking in this area, self-control, controlling self, we can ask God, we can ask him in prayer, to help me control myself. Thank you, Jesus. Just go to him. Let him know what your weaknesses are. Tell him you need help. We can share, I tell you, tell me, because when we share our stories and our testimonies, self-control benefits, and it shines on us, our testimony of God's goodness. God's goodness, I tell you. When you think about it, we can't testify of his goodness, the goodness in Jesus, when we are showing our, how they say, showing your butt, lacking self-control. Thank you, Jesus. Family, you got your Bible, we're still in the Word of God. We're going to Titus. This is another one out of the ESV. I am normally, you know, I'm normally, I do the New King James, but it's good to visit different versions of the Word of God. Amen. It allows us to see if God's same word, different, same word, you're getting the same message through the Word of God. Amen, family. But it reads to us, older men, be of sober-minded, diligent, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, in strength, and older women, likewise, are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or snares to much love. They are, that is what is good. Amen? But my God, I always say something. Make sure we read Titus 2-3. it's speaking to us, the older generations, as we're dealing with the younger generation. My family, we must pick up, I always say, we must pick up the ball, because there's generations for our generations to come. Controlling self. I always say controlling self is not for man. It's not for man, it's for God. Amen, family. We can't attend church. I always say we can't go to church on Sunday, reverencing God, praising him, giving him all the glory. And then we get out on Tuesday or Wednesday, and we're cursing out folks. That's lacking self-control. Thank you, Jesus. That's in our fleshly ways. Thank you, Jesus. Tell you, family, the word of God, taking on the characteristics of Jesus. That's when sometimes the song says, surrender all to him. I tell you, family, when we're cursing each other out and we're bickering, that's not loving one another. We're really missing two of the fruits. That's two of the fruits that's missing. You're missing the love, and you're missing the self-control. And family, when we don't love ourselves, maybe that's why we can't love our neighbors as we love ourselves. We have to call on Jesus so he can help us to love. Love ourselves as he loves us unconditionally. We say we can't say we love God with all our heart and have no love one to another. Thank you, Jesus. Not as believers. Not as believers or followers of Christ Jesus. I tell you, family, when they said the love covers the multitude of sin. That's God covers the multitude of sin. God covers unforgiveness. God will have us forgiven in our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, Jesus, we should expect, he tells us, we should expect trials and temptation. The tempter, he ain't going to make it easy on us here. I tell you, just as Jesus was tempted, you read the word of God, you see how Jesus was tempted. We should be tempted also. But when we look at the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6 and 13, and we pray, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Hallelujah, Jesus. I said, my God, I said, why aren't we getting it? You know, it takes time. You got to get into his word. I say you got to marry that word. Get into it. I always say letting the mind of Christ, let this mind, the minds in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Christ, I tell you, Christ Jesus, I tell you, the ultimate, Jesus, our power comes from him. And he gives us power in Christ Jesus. It gives us power over these fleshly bodies to allow us to operate in self-control. It's touchy, family, because sometimes I could find myself, my fleshly, getting moody, and I have to control that. I tell you, it's not easy. It's a daily battle with flesh and spirit. And sometimes the battle can be hard and frustrating. But thank God. We have to thank God for the Holy Spirit. I tell you, it's good to be like, sometimes we got to be like AA. We have to have a check-in buddy. Check-in buddy to help us stay in accountability, to maintain self-control, that we don't, how they say, swerve to the left or swerve to the right. Amen, family. Praise be to God. We praise him for his goodness. We praise him for his mercy. But just praising for his mercy don't mean we got to sit on a mercy seat. We praise him and thank him for his grace and favor. Amen, family. But first, family, we got to admit to ourselves. It's difficult. Choosing. And we got to admit to ourselves that it's difficult to choose right when we are faced with temptation. God knew we was going to need help. He left the helper. God knows we were going to need the help, so he left the helper. But it's up to us. It's up to us to call on the Holy Spirit before making moves. I always say be proactive and not reactive. Jesus. Let us read, family. Let's read Romans 7, 22 through 23. For I delight in the law of God according to the word of the, according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, oh my God, warning against the law of my mind, oh my God, bringing me into captivity of the law of sin, which is in my members. With our Father, I've had to tell you, family, our Father desires for us to have the mind of Christ operating in the Spirit, because our fleshly members, he said our members, are no good. And we know this. I know it. I don't know. I know it. I recognize it. I know this when I can notice when I'm about to operate in my flesh. That's why self-examination is a constant process, a reality check for me. It should be for all of us. Amen, family. See, I always say, they say, check yourself before we wreck ourselves. I tell you, but we don't, and it's always, don't follow them unless they're following Christ Jesus. Having control over our members, I tell you, it's a very beautiful thing, family. Amen, family? I tell you, we got our Prophet Woods, Dwayne Woods, members. Having control of our members. Our members. When we talk about the mind, about our mouth, we talk about that little member that speaks these words. Some of the words not so good. Keeping our mouths off other folks. I tell you, family, when we feel we're falling short, we can always call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, just call it. Sometimes just calling his name out loud calms your spirit, calms those members. I tell you, family, I tell you, and it controls, it keeps us under self-control. Self-control also, those voices. This is what our Dr. Ever Hamilton, my man of God, teaches on. Those voices control part of our members, our mind. My God, I thank him. I thank him for his word. It's removing the blinders. God said, we're not horses. He wants us to see. Once I was blind, man, I see. I was stumbling. I always say, I admit, I was stumbling thinking I knew something I didn't know, realize that I was inwardly perishing for the lack of knowledge. It's true saying, what appears good is not always good as it looks. Amen, family. Glory be to God. Glory be to God for his word. For him giving us the teacher, Jesus, the comforter, the helper, the Holy Spirit, Kilar. Hallelujah. Thankful. Walk and operate in the spirit of thankfulness, family. Family, once I realized that, I tell you, once I realized that, the battle has already been won by Jesus Christ, he removed the power of sin, and he gave us the power to make within us right choices. Right decisions, that we should be all jumping up for joy, saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the power that I can rebuke the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. He gave us the power. That's why we got to just spend time in his word. Read his word. Eat his word. Amen, family? And it always reminds me that it's never too late. The battle of our flesh. We don't battle our flesh alone. The helper, we have help. Help to overcome the world's temptation. I tell you, the world, the temptation has been in the world since the beginning of man. But Christ Jesus, he provides us self-control to overcome. Hallelujah, Jesus. we have to just praise him. Amen, family. When we look at Galatians 5 and 16, and it says, "But I say to you, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Control. Thanking God for his goodness. When we are tempted, thank you, Jesus. Family, our prayer is to our prayer. When we go in our prayer to our Father, is that's our weapons. Our weapon, the Spirit is, I tell you, the Spirit, it says the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Thank you, Jesus. This is why he said for us to walk and operate in the Spirit. Control the flesh. Amen, family. And in this world, family, our lives, family, there are many things. When we look at it, many things competing to get our attention. To get our attention, to get our money, to get our loyalty. On TV, Jesus. I tell you. And then TV specializes and it capitalizes on drawing us in with fleshly desires. You see something on TV, you think you got to have that. I got to have that new purse. I got to have this new that. I got to get this new drink. I got to get this new food. I got to cook that. Oh, my gosh, the TV, family. It shows family, and it's showing families outside of man and woman. TV showing so much flesh. I tell you, it's so explicit. And it has to speak with explicit words, TV. Sometimes I think about it. I remember when the TV went off around midnight. You had about from 1 to 13 channels. At midnight, you got a station came on and said they was going out. I tell you, this is why we have to take control and put some sensors on what the children are watching. Amen. We have to be selective with what we allow into us and into our younger generation. That's why he said, guard our ear gates and our eye gates. I tell you, family, for generations to come, that is our responsibility. And I tell you, when we make the decision, because whatever, when we make decisions, the choices are our actions, and our outcomes are birthed from whatever we choose. Do you choose wrong? What do you think will come out? I tell you, our self-control protects us. It protects us. When we have self-control, it protects us from the enemy's attacks. He's coming. I always say he's coming. I always say, they say, strap up, stay ready. Hallelujah. Praise be to God in his word. Praising God and thanking God for his protective angels and his angels are keeping us in self-control. When we lack self-control, family, Jesus, I tell you, we have to just sometimes just take time out, pray and meditate on scripture. I tell you, because the devil, when we lack in self-control, we're very vulnerable. Vulnerable to fall into his vices. Self-control. He likes to keep get somebody out there. Thank you, Jesus. Control. It's an open door opener for temptation, too. Thank you, Jesus. I say my mentor, Pastor E, he has some true and living teachings on the three T's. Temptation, and then trouble. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God tells us in James 4:7, resist the devil and he will flee. Jesus told we have power over the devil. You have to tell him, stand down, devil. Not up in here. I have control of myself. I tell you, Jesus, when we look, Jesus paid in full for all of our sins. Thank you, Jesus. We owe it to him and our younger generations, teaching them, family, that no, it's not okay. It's not okay just to go have sex. Teach them to have self-control over their bodies. Amen, family? Teach them self-control over all areas of their life. He said for us to train up a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they won't depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. We should be teaching them. They're not teaching nothing in school and education, so we have to do it at home. They're taking everything out. They took the Word of God out of school. We have to do it on our own. Always continue to pray. I continue to pray. I pray for our ministry leaders. I pray for our covenant partners. I pray for my pastor, Pastor E, and all my covenant partners. I pray for you all. I pray for us as the body of Christ, because we are all in this together. And as managers of God's household and God's children, yeah, I pray. I pray that we all have self-control. I pray that we all get along. I pray that we all have love one another. We all give and support one another. I pray. Because I thank Jesus. I consider myself one of his disciples. When the disciples said, teach me how to pray. The prayer is not for what we need. The Lord knows our desires and our needs. The prayer is for other people. The prayer of the Lord will tell you, the Holy Spirit will tell us what to pray and when to pray. But we don't have to wait on the Holy Spirit. He'll speak for us. Praise be to God. Family, let's go to 1 Peter 1, 5 through 8. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith, it tells us, virtue, knowledge, to knowledge, self-control. To self-control, it tells us. It tells us to self-control, discernment, and to perseverance, godliness, all of these things, family. Praise be to God. Brotherly love, the love of God. For these things you abound, you will be in good with God. Praise be to God. I tell you, family, we have to just thank God. Thank God for his word. Again, I said, in the word of God, there's about 174 scriptures on self-control. And I always say, the Lord, when he gives me a word, he gives it in my spirit. He usually gives me to me in the middle of the night. And he's telling me something that he wants me to work on. Family, I tell you, after the broadcast, we must meditate on some of these scriptures. Because as we're moving around, still in these fleshy bodies, the Lord wants us to control ourselves. Amen, family. I tell you, family, this is why opening his word and let him speak to us. Let him speak to and feed our spirits. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we just kind of listen to him. Because letting him speak to our spirits and through his word, he gives us the bread of life, the living water. Thank you, Jesus. Family, I'll tell you, as we're getting to know more of the characteristics of Jesus, it gives us an advantage on self-control. Self-control is a continuum, something we're going to do all our life as believers, a continuum that's believers' development. We think about it. All of us are called to develop self-control so that we can serve and love others as Christ does. Thank you, Jesus. Christ, when we study Jesus, he was a humble man. Sometimes I get amazed just, you know, more of his characteristics. Family, self-control, it's a very important fruit. A very important fruit of spirit, because as I said at the beginning, love, self-control is going to be in there. Self-control is it dictates where we are in our walk with Christ. Self-control controls, it restrains our actions, our feelings. We should not just do what we feel we're free. We should be not doing it, we think, automatically just doing. We have to know, is this the will of God? He says for us to pray without ceasing. We should be praying to God for sound advice, for instructions, directions. For instance, some of us, we can't go out and sign our names on a car for $80,000, $100,000 without seeking the advice of God. When we think about self-control, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, he gave a lot of subjects to prepare us for self-control. I tell you, we need some assistance to control these fleshly bodies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I always say, don't give up on what, thank you, Jesus, on what our natural man tendencies, natural man, natural woman tendencies would be. Self-control, family, self-control, controlling self from temptation, fasting and praying. You've heard people say fasting and prayer. Sometimes you just got to shut down, fast, and pray to the Lord. Fasting and prayer is a great source for self-control. Full submission to God displays self-control. Self-control, family, it shapes us and it shows that God's transformation is taking place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Family, I believe without self-control, we can't grow. We have to get control over these fleshly bodies. Hallelujah. We got to praise him within us, family. And then also, family, non-believers move on their own. They move on their own impulses. But as believers and children of God, I am his and he is mine. We say that. We can't do that. We have to exemplify self-control. I tell you, we have to discover and then rediscover the abilities we have not to react the way we used to act. Not to react the way we used to act. It's a process. It's a process, family, and I still catch myself. And I speak to the tempter. I always say, I speak to him and say, stand down, devil. Get out of here. Because without the help of the Holy Spirit, family, we probably would be responding in anger, cursing, throwing fits like little tantrums for the Holy Spirit. I tell you, we can respond now in patience and kindness. Exercising our self-control brings nothing but glory to our God. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, the family, when you think about it, the things we used to do that no longer compels us to do. Thank you, Jesus. Family, we are to keep our, that's why I say keep our minds and our focus. The bigger purpose. You don't know your purpose, you better go to the Lord in prayer. What is my purpose? What is my purpose right now? I tell you, family, there may be times when we might need to demonstrate our God-given self-control when everything around us is screaming, lose control. But as believers of Christ, that's why he put it in the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. Always say, but God. I tell you, family, our self-control helps us to focus. It helps us to stay focused on the greater purpose. Self-control. Family, when we look at the last fruit, again, I say the last fruit of the Spirit. When we go to Galatians 5, 22-23, self-control has been put here for a great purpose to assist us from destroying ourselves and these flesh bodies to enable us to walk and operate in the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit. Self-control is like exercises. Sometimes you start off as difficult, but as you continue, it becomes easy. Pastor, you can use one of yours. I'm going to use your repo. When it becomes easy, repetitive, whatever you do repetitively, it becomes easy. Then you take pleasure in doing it. Then you want to do it often. It happens. You end up looking forward. Ooh, I'm going to control this self. Can't nothing touch this. You know, they say the devil can't touch this. You know, this is, it can be our natural habit of controlling self. God wants us to control self when we let the mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. It's a done deal. Ooh, close it. Close it, Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, I always say, I'm not what I used to be. I'm for being the integral part. It's a process. Every day it's more and more transformation. He molds us. He says we are the clay. He's part of molds us to how he wants us. I tell you, when we go back in our fruits of spirit, it takes us back to love. Hallelujah. Takes us back to love. Our self-control, and then we have self-control and everything, it brings honor and glory to our Father. I tell you, family, our poor choices, we make the wrong decision. Control, it not only affects us, but affects others around us. You should want to be motivated to be more self-controlled. I tell you, it should be part of our daily walk. Often self-control. I tell you, in the Old Testament, we go back in the Old Testament, a great example of self-control was Joseph. Joseph in Genesis, when he was in Potiphar's house, and the wife was advancing him. Joseph was a man of God. He maintained his self-control. He was tempted, but I tell you, Father God, we need to just call on him. Father, help us to control ourselves. Praise be to God. Control our minds. Father, help us to control our tongues. Actions will be pleasing to you. Family, exercise of self-control. I always tell you, we have to stop trying to please the world, man, or ourselves. We're here to please our Father. Glory be to God. That ends my session, family, with What's the Word I Want to Speak Now. But one more thing I want to share, too. When we look at, I don't know if you guys remember watching awards. That's when I was in. I said, you know, it was a big controversy with Will Smith and Chris Rock. Will Smith should have called on the Holy Spirit. He had time up, and he lost. Chris Rock, he had self-control. Because those two men of color would have been up there acting out of self-control. But we praise God for his word. We praise God for all our listeners, all our on board. I always say family, beautiful family. Family is those doing the will of God. They told him his brother then was outside. He said his family are those doing his Father's will. So we are all family on this side. But family, I just want to say too, this month of April, we had some birthdays. Today, April 28th, our baby sister, she left us home to be with our father 6 years ago, Bridget. So we honor her and her heavenly birthday. We had our minister, Frankie. She had a birthday early. We had Minister Ross and my sister also this week. And then we do have our very own Pastor E. Pastor E has a birthday tomorrow, April 29th. So families, we see. They honor God. And I like to say, family, if any of us, we're part of it. And we celebrate Evangelist Virginia, and we do this. This is what family, you bless each. Blesses us to be a blessing. He don't bless you, because if you trust and believe in God, when he blesses you, you can bless others without even thinking about it. Oh, I ain't got to worry about it. My God got me. Well, some people say God got me, but do you truly believe? Do you truly believe that God is the source of our everything? Do we all put our trust in him? No matter what's going on in the world, do we trust him? I have been in situations where I've called the Holy Spirit before I even knew the Word of God like I knew it. But I believed in Him. I believed in who He is, not for what He can do, but just for being there, never leaving me nor forsaking me in the dark times, in the times in the middle of the night where I can call on Him when He can answer me. Call a line and then go with the voicemail. But you can always call on me. Not too busy. Fall, say praise. Be thankful for a humble spirit. Sometimes I had to pinch my, who do I think I am? Am I behaving? Am I operating as a child of God? And Lord, how do you, Lord, I repent of my sin. Sometimes you got to just repent right then. Don't wait to go later. Oh, no, I'm going prayer later. No, no, repent right then. Lord, let me catch myself. Who do I think I am? I'm nobody. But the God in me is somebody. Oh, you got that to tell somebody. The God in me. Sometimes something we got to tell our problem. Tell us your problem. Tell your problem how big our God is. Mm. Tell your aches is in the house. Ooh, praise be to God. Sometimes you just got to be your all. God gave us. He said, let this mind be you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Think like the Lord. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do when the bills is due? Huh? What would he pray? He prayed. He planted. Oh, praise be to God. And what would Jesus do when a person is on the street and needs something to eat? What would Jesus do? Oh, my God. He said, be more Christ-like. Sometimes we got to keep it real. How does God see me? Not how does the people or the neighbors or who out there, but how does God see me? That person that needed a drink of water. Did I pass that person that needed a clothes on their back? I always say, glory be to God. He said, look in humility. Humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God. Child of God. Oh, child of God. Can't nobody take that from me. They can take all these material things away from you. They can currently possess your house, car, put it in, but they can't take my Jesus. Oh, family, sometimes we just got to thank God. Thank God for who He is. Thank God for what He does. Thank God He opened our eyes this morning. Thank God He started us on our way. Thank God for the good times and thank God for the bad. So the trials is what got me back to God. The trials and tribulations out there. I caused on myself. Opened my eyes and said, I'm tired. I'm getting tired of doing it our way. We will do it His way. They say, not our will, but God's will. So we praise Jesus. We praise Him and thank Him on this April 28, 2020. We thank Him for who He is. We thank Him for what He does. Jesus. He makes me smile. Ooh, hallelujah. I can just praise Him. I can praise Him even in the midst of my arms, I can praise Him. Hallelujah. Nobody can throw you on the storm because you can feel. But the circumstances is not easy. The circumstances is yours. Take responsibility of our past this world. And our church. And He said, I decide to follow Jesus and leave this old world behind. Hallelujah. Only person we got to answer to is God. Hallelujah. We're all accountable to Him. See, He has eyes, like you said, He's omnipotent. He has eyes on all of us. And God says our heart. We're going deep. We got to take off whatever we got on the outside. Let Him take off the layer. Hallelujah. I pray. I thank Him. I thank Him for the work and progress in me. I always say, not my mama, not my brother, not my sister, not about Jesus. But God. Sometimes you always have to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the work you're doing in me. Give Him what He's doing. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Family, I love you, and I appreciate you guys. Let's just end this in prayer. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just say thank you. We just thank you, Father, for your word that gives us the spirit of our Lord. We thank you for the support. Thank you for that pushed us back into you. Father, we lift up the name of Jesus, Father, that all to you. Your mighty Son, Jesus, mighty name, Father, I say thank you, and thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.